Got a lot of folks who've been coming in, and one of them that I got to say, Rhett Duke is here. I looked up to you as a DJ when you were on the airwaves back in the early 80s, and I would walk over and you'd spin those records. I tell you, I was a big fan.
Well, thank you, sir. I tell you, I come in this morning, and it, you know, it really makes me feel old. I think that was about 20, maybe 22, 23 years ago, and things have certainly changed here. Certainly
just
changed.
A little bit, yeah. What was it like back then? Of course, you worked, Jack Mitchell was around, some of the folks.
Right.
Of course, you worked with Ned and Betty some.
Right.
What was it like?
You know, for being 14, 15 years old, that was some kind of job, and just a massive amount of records is, I guess, the one thing that I remember. People calling in for requests, and, you know, if they wanted something by so-and-so, you just had piles of records to look through.
Yeah.
And I see y'all have everything on computer now.
Makes it a little easier.
Looks.
If they wanted a Merle Haggard song, you had to go pull out the H's, and it was like seven stacks of them up there.
And then sometimes, you know, you pulled out the H's, and there might be Reba McEntire or something
yeah,
like that.
Merle might be in the Z's for
right.
all you know.
If we didn't do our job putting them back where they were supposed to go.
I guess back in the early 80s when you were around, that's when Alabama was pretty hot.
Oh, yes.
And,
of
course,
yes.
We were just talking to Harold Shedd about that. A lot of big hits that they put out back then. What was some of the music that you liked to play back then? Of course,
It was, you know, Alabama, and as you mentioned, Merle Haggard.
How about a little Hank?
Oh, yeah. Hank
Jr.
Jr. was, you know, I even remember, you know, he came in concert in Montgomery, and we did a, you know, spot for him. Got some free tickets, went to see him. Of course, I think that was one of the shows he didn't show up for. But that was probably the thing that I remember most about the radio station was, you know, calling those guys and making them some commercials, and they sent us tickets.
Yeah.
You worked here for a little while, and then you went, and I think you're the radio man, but you know how to put a radio in. I know you put a radio in my car
course,
one
yes.
time. You do car stereos and that kind of stuff, but you're living back in Tallahassee now.
I sure am. Moved back to the family's place. You have to get a little bit closer.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you down here
you
today,
too.
Rhett. I'm glad you can make it, and don't be a stranger. You know, now that you've gotten back in the seat and you got behind the microphone again, you definitely haven't lost your touch. You need to come back and join us again when you can.
Good to be here.
Good to see you. Rhett Duke.